Blog Talk Radio.
This is a state of emergency.
This is a state of emergency.
The black man must believe in the existence of God.
Grab it down.
Black men must respect one another. The black man must respect the black woman. The black man must take care of his children. The black man must make sure his children are educated. Teach them about their culture. The black man must take care of his health. The black man must get an annual checkup from his doctor. The black man must drink 8 glasses of water on a daily basis to have a balanced system, and he must eat the proper foods for longevity. The black man must take his children to school as much as possible and help them with their homework. The black man must get as much education as possible. Education means power. Man must choose education over the prison industrial complex. You don't want to be a slave. The black man must teach his son how to be a man. Black men must teach their sons to respect black women and girls. Black man must speak the truth. The black man must realize fear is the mind killer. The black man must only fear God. Black men must support each other during the good times and the bad times. Black man must keep his community clean. Black man must respect all of God's creatures. The black man must bring peace to Mother Earth. The black man must communicate with his woman so there can be harmony in the universe. Black man must protect his family from all negative stimuli that is trying to destroy him. The black man must be well groomed, because you know we have to represent. The black man must stay focused on doing the right thing. Black man must give direction to our youth, boys and girls. The black man must abstain from drinking alcohol and using drugs because it is destroying our community. The black man must enjoy life and the positive things it has to offer. Black man must look to God for direction and guidance. The black man must become an economic force in his community. He must do for self. The black man must help the less fortunate. The black man must become a leader in the world and not a follower. The black man must control his image, his music, and his mind. A man who does not control his destiny will be controlled by others. The black man must stop all black-on-black crime in his community. Black man, if you can't love yourself, how can you expect someone else to love you? who you rise, O eternal God. You are radiant, lovely, powerful. Your love is great, all-encompassing. Amen. This is the Conscious Mind Force.
Catch it on TV with chicken hanging from our mouths. You'll know it's revolution because there won't be no commercial. When the revolution comes, when the revolution comes, preacher pimps are gonna split the scene with the communion wine stuck in their back pockets. Faggots won't be so funny then, and all the junkies will quit their nod and wake up when the revolution comes. When the revolution comes, transit cops will be crushed by the trains after losing their guns, and blood will run through the streets of Harlem, drowning anything without substance. When the revolution comes, when the revolution comes, when the revolution comes,
when the revolution comes,
I hope pearly white teeth fall out of the mouths that speak of revolution without reference. The course of revolution is 360 degrees. Understand the cycle that never ends. Understand the beginning to be the end, and nothing is in between but space and time that I make or you make to relate or not relate to the world outside my mind, your mind. Speak not of revolution until you are willing to eat rats to survive. When the revolution comes, when the revolution comes, when the revolution comes, guns and rifles will be taking the place of poems and essays. Black cultural centers will be forced supplying the revolutionaries with food and arms when the revolution comes. When the revolution comes, white death will fall off the walls of museums and churches, breaking the lie that enslaved our mothers. When the revolution comes, when the revolution comes, Jesus Christ is going to be standing on the corner of Lenox Avenue and 125th Street, trying to catch the first gypsy cab out of Harlem. When the revolution comes, when the revolution comes, Drew Merchant will give away monster balls and gefilte fish to anyone they see with an afro. Frank Shippen will give away the Apollo to the first person he sees wearing a blue dashiki. When the revolution comes, when the revolution comes, afros gonna be trying to straighten their heads, and straightened heads gonna be trying to wear afros. When the revolution comes, when the revolution comes, when the revolution comes,
when the revolution comes.
But until then, you know and I know niggas will party and bullshit and party and bullshit and party and bullshit and party and bullshit and party. Some might even die before the revolution comes.
Not hearing anything. Someone unmuted me, but I don't hear anything.
When the revolution comes,
when the revolution comes,
when the revolution comes, when the revolution comes, some of us will probably catch it on TV with chicken hanging from our mouths. You'll know it's revolution because there won't be no commercial. When the revolution comes, when the revolution comes,
when the revolution comes,
preacher pimps are gonna split the scene with the communion wine stuck in their back pockets. Faggots won't be so funny then, and all the junkies will quit their nod and wake up when the revolution comes. When the revolution comes, transit cops will be crushed by the trains after losing their guns, and blood will run through the streets of Harlem, drowning anything without substance. When the revolution comes, when the revolution comes, when the revolution comes, I hope pearly white teeth fall out of the mouths that speak of revolution without reference. The course of revolution is 360 degrees. Understand the cycle that never ends. Understand the beginning to be the end, and nothing is in between but space and time that I make or you make to relate or not to relate to the world outside my mind, your mind. Speak not of revolution until you are willing to eat rats to survive. When the revolution comes,
when the revolution comes,
when the
revolution comes, guns and rifles will be taking the place of poems and essays. Black cultural centers will be forts supplying the revolutionaries with food and arms when the revolution comes. When the revolution comes, white death will fall off the walls of museums and churches, breaking the lie that enslaved our mothers. When the revolution comes, Jesus Christ is going to be standing on the corner of Lenox Avenue and 125th Street, trying to catch the first gypsy cab out of Harlem. When the revolution comes, Jew merchants will give away monster balls and gefilte fish to anyone they see with an afro. Frank Schiffman will give away the Apollo to the first person he sees wearing a blue dashiki. When the revolution comes, afros are going to be trying to straighten their heads, and straighten heads are going to be trying to wear afros. When the revolution comes, But until then, you know and I know niggas will party and bullshit and party and bullshit and party and bullshit and party and bullshit and party. Some might even die before the revolution.
You can't hear it? Hold up.
Check. Check one, check two. You can hear that? Okay. Check one, check two, check three. I think we had a bit of a technical difficulty. I'm bringing my brother back on. And see if we got things straightened out here. Anyway, I wanted to thank everybody for joining me this evening. And we're talking about some of the craziness that's going on in the world. Are you with me, Brother Kevin?
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can hear you fine. I just want to make sure you can hear me this time.
What's going on, brother?
Ain't nothing, brother. We had a little bit of a technical difficulty there for a second, but I think we got it straight.
The whole world having a technical difficulty, brother.
It's weird, man. This only happens when I want to talk about some real issue, you know what I'm saying? But here, you know, it's the Revolutionary Journal, and I appreciate you dropping by. And as I always say, if you have something on your mind or have something you ever want to speak about, just, you know, hit me up. You know, we give you a 2-hour block. Just tell me what day you want to do it, and, you know, you want. You know you got that, right?
My brother, I appreciate that. I mean, what was you trying to talk about today? What was the I felt there was a game plan, so, hey, let's talk.
Yeah, did you heard the first two songs I played in when the revolution comes, you know, they ended with, you know, party and bullshit, and that's what it seems like a lot of our people are on. So we're going to try to get them off of that and get them pointed at least in the right direction, because, you know, I've known you for, you know, a few years now, and I know when we first, you know, met, you know, this is the type of stuff that we were talking about, and people was calling us crazy or hotep or, you know, whatever. You started the what was the Panther page? You started the original one, which, you know, we ended up, you know, boosting up to over 100,000 Facebook.
153,000.
Yeah. So, you know, Facebook took the page down. So, you know, we have people that were listening to and following us, and I'm pretty sure the current Panther page is still doing well. So thing is that, you know,
to tell you the truth, it ain't doing, it's not doing what the other one did. The other one did, Ozzy, just so people have a little bit of the history. Me and Ozzy go back to 2013. This 2020. Okay.
Right.
So more than a few years. And yeah, we've been down these roads a few times trying to get people to understand what was going on. And we used all the devil's slices of pie to do it. And that's where we were probably making our biggest mistake, because those that have already tasted the devil's pie usually like it.
Right. Right.
You know, they don't want to put it down once they get a taste. That's then they stand in line to get it. Just as, like the song said, watch them all stand in line for a slice of the devil's pie.
That's real, man. I mean, if you listen to our music and some of our artists, you know, they you know, are also putting messages out there. And, I mean, we was woke before it was in fashion. That's all I can say.
It still ain't in fashion. Don't worry. We still weirdos.
Yeah,
don't worry.
Yeah, you're right. It's not in fashion because people play with the word now. You know, it's fashionable to say. But that a lot of people that say that, you know, they're playing around with it. They're not really woke. So my whole thing is that even back then when the page was really, you know, pumping, you know, it didn't stop until Facebook basically started doing that little algorithm thing that they was doing. That's I think that's what stopped the growth of a lot of pages, because I had jumped to another page, I think it was Black Wall Street. That page, we had got up to 100,000, and Facebook ended up, you know, taking that page down.
Whenever they got too big, that was the cutoff. Yeah,
when we started doing the new pages, that's when their algorithm started coming around. They started, you know, they slow the algorithm so that people can't really see what you post.
Exactly.
And I realized that, you know, as I've been, you know, being on Facebook, that depending on what you post, even if you post on your own page, they can stop people from seeing it. Because every time I go to my page lately, it says only me. It asks me, who do you want to see this post? Because they changed my settings to only me. Only I can see what I post, unless I go and make it public first. If I make it public, then people will see it. But other than that, whatever I post, unless I post to my little Facebook, then more people will see what I'm posting. But if I'm posting it to my personal page, they won't see it.
Right.
Because
they need you to use that particular program so that they can get more info about you to sell your shit. I mean, if people knew how much money that their information was worth on Facebook, they'd be very upset with Zuckerberg like I am. My last penalty that I got kicked off for was because I had a picture of his punk ass up there with the caption that this faggot needs to get butt fucked with a bat with broken glass. That was quote, okay? And I guess because I used the word faggot, they decided to kick me off for what, eight days, 9 days, or some shit. I don't know. I done got, you know, then had the nerve to show me a list of my infractions, which really was funny to me because I was like, man, I'm not working hard enough. Okay.
Right.
I wanted it longer. You know what I'm saying? Because what they're calling infractions, I'm calling something else, a self-expression. And a whole lot of it is trying to just get some folks to I'm just trying to provoke thought. The solution ain't it. If the solution was in my head, I'd have shared it. I'm sure you would have if it was in yours. We're trying to find out just like everybody else. But when we know our people are sleeping and we can see it, and we can see it in the behavior, and we see the distractions that they lay out there, all of that, you know, I mean, and we're so used to, it's like watching them old Doug Henning magic shit, you know, David Copperfield, and they come, I'm going to make an elephant disappear in Central Park. That's not hard to do. If you ever been to Central Park, you know this.
Right, okay. Right, okay. Right.
A lot of things disappear in Central Park, okay?
Yeah, I mean, I'm to the point now, brother, where
that's what, you know, it's never going nowhere. It's just distraction. And what they did with those pages on us was distraction. If you remember, think about it. For about 2 or 3 weeks straight, we had to kick about 200 people a day off the page. You remember that?
Yeah, I remember.
See? So when they opened up the algorithms, it was not only just them, but some of these racist groups that they opened us up to opened it up. We were getting exposed to more people than we ever had, and it was weird because all of them years that we didn't, it took, what, damn near 2 years to get to 50,000, and then in less than 60 days, we had 100,000 more people. Something was wrong with that.
Right. Right. And then that's when the complaints started coming in. That's
really
when the blocks started coming in. And I'm sure law enforcement was involved.
Yes, they were.
They were starting to get worried. I guess that these niggas got too many people following them, and they talking some real shit. So. It's
at the same time, they were right and wrong, though. If I could break in for a second, they were right and wrong because the problem was we did have too many followers. We didn't have enough leaders. Mm-hmm. That was the fucking problem.
Right. There's not. I look at it a different way these days. Since that time, when we first started, now I just drop seeds with people. I don't try to be forceful or try to, keep telling you the same message, because my thing is that you're either going to listen or you're not. My thing is, I always tell people, even what I say on this particular program, you don't have to believe what I tell you. Go do your research, like I did. I did my research, so I'm not afraid to look behind the curtain. A lot of people are afraid to look behind the curtain and see what's really going on. And I just, decided that, I'm not going to waste my energy trying to push people in a certain direction. They're going to have to go in that direction on their own. And like, we kind of talked about yesterday, I said Marcus Garvey said everybody wasn't going to make it. And like you said, everybody don't deserve to make it. And that's true.
Right.
You see, people out here that is on that, party and bullshit and, laughing and giggling at what we say and not taking it serious, I'm like, all right, well, deal with whatever you deal with, whenever it happens. Deal with it in a way that you can deal with it. But, the people that I know that do listen and are doing something about the situation and are taking care of themselves and, keeping their family safe or whatever, or, basically, doing what they can do to fortify themselves during this situation. Because, if you can't see how quick they shut the shit down, I don't know what to tell you.
No.
it happened like almost overnight.
Man, most
it
of these,
overnight.
You're right, but it really took a long time to prep for. This was a perfect opportunity. The circumstances all fell into place right on time. This is why when the blame game started, I really couldn't go with that because I'm like, nah, something still doesn't match. It still don't to this day. The problem is that you can't get nobody's attention right now unless you got $1,300 because they all waiting on their $1,200. So,
right.
they ain't hearing too much of anything. They're not listening. They're hearing stuff, but they're really not listening. Because honestly, these devils are telling you, if you watch the press conference, they're all standing right next to each other telling you, you got a social distance while you at home. Because the social distancing shit is in your home too. We was in China, they'd be kicking doors in. Oh, you motherfuckers are within 5 feet of each other. We're taking everybody out, Fortunately, we're not that repressed, but we are so controlled that the compliance I'm seeing is a bit amazing from the ethnicities. The white folks, I kind of expect to do certain things,
because the privilege drives that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the privilege is going to drive that desire in them. You know, and we built this country on, you know, revolt. No, you didn't. You built it on genocide and slavery. You used mm-hmm. revolt to lock it down. Okay. That's what that was
right.
about. You know, and so it's, when I see them in Michigan, to be honest with you, there's a part of me that firmly and totally agrees with their action. It's just that it's the wrong group of people doing it. Because for one, right now, let me tell you, every problem that they say that they have to fix, we're the ones that's going to fix it. Who's going to fix the economy? The people spending money.
Right, right.
That's who's fixing the economy. Whose money are they giving you? Your money, because they're government. Any money they have came from you anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You get taxed That's from the true. Time you get up to the time you go to bed. Where you think that money comes from that they appropriate? They got a vote to give you back some of your money. It's just like a church. You've been donating the tithing for years, but they got to have a meeting to see if they're going to help you with your life bill. It's just to show you how the system has permeated everything with us. So to wake anybody up now while they were all compliant and waiting on checks, quicker to get free food in a Chinese restaurant. And we ain't going to get started on them.
Well, whether people want to admit it right now or not, we are at the beginning of World War III. And it started back in 2018 with those war games in Wuhan that nobody, you know, was really talking about. But every country was involved, from the United States to China to Iran, was involved with those war games in Wuhan. If you remember, that's where the virus started, Wuhan. So for
the war games back in 2018 opened the door for China to have a reason to be in the same place with the military of the United States. You see,
right.
if you listen to the news, they're slowly talking about this virologist in China. And I was telling people a while back, I said, look, the way this all got leaked out was they were taking that damn virus over there to work on that vaccine, but in silence. Nobody was supposed to know. It got out. And instead of them doing the right thing, they tried to cover it up. But Wuhan ain't no little-ass village. I know it sounds little. Wuhan
nah,
is a province
yeah,
with 11 million people in.
It's
11 million people there.
It's one of the most modern cities in China. Which
yes.
they were basically kicking off the whole 5G thing in Wuhan.
Right, exactly.
So,
because
you know,
they had that facial recognition and all of that started there.
Right, right.
That's right.
And, you know, people don't like us to say 5G and coronavirus in the same sentence, but I'm going to say it. You know, I'm not saying anything that's not fact here, so, you know, deal with it how you want to deal with it. People that don't want to think that it has something to do with the virus, hey, don't even worry about it. You know, after we come back, after they open society again, 5G is going to be here. And so we'll see what happens then. So that's all I'm going to say is my advice to you, don't sleep next to your router. That's all I'm going to say. And I'll leave it like that.
Couldn't have been
but,
doing that shit anyway, but...
Right, right. Oh, it's getting ready to get wrapped up a little bit now, though. So,
look, the virus is the perfect distraction to pull all of this stuff off. And really, nobody is going to bat an eye or lift a finger to challenge it. And that's what they wanted. That's what they got. Right now, that's what they have was the compliance they were looking for. This was Operation See How They Run. They wanted to know what would happen if we did pull this shit, because this is a practice test. This is a pop quiz for the real test. This is the pop quiz to see what martial law looks like so people will be used to it when it happens again
mm-hmm.
and they won't realize how deep they are in it at that point.
They always like to see how far they can push us.
And we always show them. We always
yes.
show them.
Always. And my thing
yes.
is, do you remember when, have you seen the Pope lately? Do you remember when he got
oh,
sick?
Oh,
no.
Ain't he in isolation? I thought he would have been, you know, cool because, you know, he the Pope. He talked to God all the time. God ain't telling him he was good.
He got it. He got the virus. They not telling nobody, but he got the virus. He's right there in Vatican City. That was the hot spot, you know, last month. That's where most people are dying at. And mm-hmm. It was an Asian lady who he slapped her hand away from him. That was an Asian lady.
That might have been where he
got
it, too.
That's all I'm saying.
That might have been where he got it, too, right then. So he shouldn't be a man of God. He's supposed to be humble with all he do.
Nobody's saying that. We haven't heard from him since. He might be dead. We don't know. But my thing is that, you know, it's funny that we haven't seen him since that incident.
Well, the martial law they're going through under in Italy is even worse. A friend of mine that's there said that, you know, there's a lot of people that's just on their own. They, you know, because they were under a heavy quarantine, you know, limited time out and everything. And most of them were being held in isolation. They couldn't even leave their home. So they had to wait for stuff to be brought to them. But I'm like, come on, you waiting on the military to turn into DoorDash? That shit ain't going to work. Okay, somebody going to get missed. That ain't what they do. So somebody ain't going to get shit. They're not going to go into the worst neighborhood and make sure everybody eat. You know what I'm saying? So that wasn't working anyway. One guy was trapped in there with a dead body for a while because it took them, what, a week and a half to come get it? You know, he had to go on the internet to draw attention to it just to get the body out of there. So that form of martial law, I don't think the people here in America are truly ready for. That might create the revolt that would be necessary to see some real change. And they're not going to do that, you know. But they control the money. And as long as you control the money, then they don't care about the laws. This was what the Federal Reserve was built on. You know, there were three guys who were very rich who was against the Federal Reserve, and they all died on the Titanic. I believe they were given free tickets. But they were against it, so they had to go.
That's right. It's a lot of people that have went under the radar that they've taken out. Remember when all them doctors and scientists was dying? Last year in 2018,
the plane that never got found, remember?
Right. I mean, let's be for real. They put a patent on this thing back in 2006. That was after the whole SARS scare, which lasted about maybe a year and a half.
This is SARS too, and people don't even know that.
And they're calling it by the wrong name. This is SARS too.
Right.
So, you know, they just, you know, changed the name of it. So people have had science, but they, again, you know, people don't listen because, they, you know, it's just so much white noise going on, so to speak, that, you know, you never get past, you know, what you see on Fox or CNN. And, you know, that's what I try to tell people, look, there's other sources where you can get, you know, quote unquote news from. You don't have to always depend on these six sources that give everybody the news. There's other sources that one of the main sources is really is, you know, communicating countries and, you know, really finding out what's going on. You know, if you're not afraid to reach out, you know, sometimes you just need to do that or you just need to see that. You know, when I saw the pictures coming out of China of them, you know, saran wrapping whole buildings and dragging people out of their buildings and throwing them in incinerators, you know, that video was up for about 3 days before they scrubbed it from the internet. you know, it was really bad over there, you know, when it first started. You know, it was really running rampant and people was dying. And they didn't know what people were dying from. You know,
right.
So
it was all respiratory.
Really, yeah. And that was that back in late October when I first started hearing about coronavirus. So I'm like, I'm pretty sure the government knew about it, but they still didn't do anything about it, you know, when when they knew about it, because I think they wanted it to come here because they still have an agenda to push us toward,
right.
you know, the vaccinations, the digital dollar, the chipping, all that. That's what we're being pushed toward, those three things, you know. So, you know, it's coming, whether people like it or not, you know, it's coming. And if you don't believe that we have religious zealots that are running this country right now that are Christian, you know, you can't have Christian religious zealots that are trying to bring along the Armageddon in that Bible that they read. You know, they are the people that are in charge. You know, so the Trump pansy, he's just a figurehead. You know, that's all he is. So, yeah.
You see who he has on his board for the economic recovery? He got Vince McMahon from the WWE.
Stop playing, man. Stop playing. I mean, I haven't watched the news, so I don't know. For real, though, because at one point he had the talking pillow guy, the sneak pillow. He had him up there explaining some stuff. So I'm like,
well, Vince McMahon is one of his biggest contributors. So, you know, and not only that, but they had a match on wrestling. Yeah, and he also
I remember that match.
Right, the haircut match, and and they gave he gave his wife a job in his administration. So, yeah, you know, they got even. I mean, WWE is considered an essential business in Florida.
Now, I don't know it makes sense.
How many people watch wrestling. Right.
Now it makes sense.
Exactly. But P-Gang, just to see what it looked like without the crowd, I did watch it.
Right.
And I'm probably get in trouble, and I'm not trying to get your show in trouble. But this was the gayest shit that I had ever seen in my fucking life. without the crowd, what this really looks like is some dudes in some really tight spandex and shit, you know, grabbing on each other, throwing each other out the ring, then throwing each other back in the ring, grabbing on each other some more, then laying on top of each other, and whoever's on top wins. This shit is the gayest shit ever. And that's no offense to gay people, but if you take offense to it, that's on you.
Hey, we only talk real shit on this show, so if you can't take it, you know how to hang up the phone or click that button and stop listening.
And they can be honest with themselves, just hang up and go put on your spandex.
they already took our chat away, so we can't see the people that are asking questions anymore.
Oh man, that's messed up. Wow. No, they'll be all right.
But
I mean, it's just to me, I don't see how it was essential. You know, an essential business is something that you need. You know, that's why when they call us essential, what that really means is sacrificial. Like I had said about the tiger thing, let's suppose that the coronavirus was tigers, actual fucking Bengal tigers out in the street. Would you go to work?
Right.
Okay, right. Essential or not, we're sacrificial. I risk going to work every day so that people can buy some plants. I had got into an altercation with a white man today who decided to tell me that he was going to report me because I didn't let him take a cart that had some that hadn't been wiped down yet, basically. And I insisted that he report that shit because I was like, I played the game the government played. I saw an opportunity to see where my company really was at and the people I'm working around. So I wanted to see how the boss reacted to it. So I pushed it. I want you to go and report it. I said, Sarah, don't leave without reporting. You know what I mean? To antagonize him into going to tell him that shit. You know?
Right.
And I looked at him and his wife both, and I'm like, what I'm looking at is some older, entitled white folks who felt at that moment he just wanted to, you know, impose his will, you know. And I'm like, hey, I don't mind giving you the card, but I'm not going to do it the way that you want me to do it.
I have a job to do, and there's a reason why I'm doing this job is to protect your ass, okay? So if you didn't want to, if you don't want to do that, and the best way you could see out of this was to not only say that shit to me, like, I mean, you don't even understand, man. Shit, you can get it right now, hard. You know the police are saying don't even call us on no bullshit.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
And this would be bullshit to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I really wanted to smack him up in front of his wife. I got into it with somebody else, another one where the wife had to grab the dude. And I'm starting to understand that white men are really seeing this as their opportunity. This is their time. All of that hatred and racism out that they've been holding in, politically correct, they ain't got to do none of that no more. They got Trump in there, and right now we're the new target now. So I'm seeing how quickly us becoming the new target is playing out now. I'm seeing how fast, and because the people that are reacting to it are those who are buying into it. All of a sudden, it's going to be dangerous to be next to us. And I'm like, we didn't bring that shit here. We didn't start this fire. You know? We didn't do that. So I feel like right now there's a narrative being pushed, and it's just that there's a lot of people that are just really too blind to see this shit. And they don't see it for what it is, because you got to look at it, man. I mean, simple economics. 0% interest rate, you're dropping trillions of dollars into the stock market and to the banks every day. You passed a $2 trillion stimulus, which really is going to cost like $4 or $5 trillion. We was already in debt to China, who we need to make the shit that we need for this, because we don't make nothing no more. My question is, where's all that extra money coming from? Because the last time you printed dollars, we went into a Great Depression and it took a world war to get us out of it. All the ingredients are there for this shit to happen again.
Well, it's interesting.
We're already going at it with Iran, and China is being baited into a war with Africa. Counts as a world war to me.
But if China moves, then of course, you know, the United States is going to move.
China is sending military to Africa as we speak, because they don't like their people being thrown out of those countries, and they're being thrown out of a lot of countries right now. And the shit that's still there is getting burnt up. Chinese intend to go and impose their will on the Dark Continent.
I'm going to say that it's not going to end well for them.
I don't think so either.
They're about to find out why the first African Chinese connection was broken. So,
well, we needed to break it anyway, because we count on them to make shit that we could make our damn selves. We should be making that money that we spend with China and the rest of the world. We can do that. We invented and created most of this shit anyway. Why are we paying others for the same stuff that we basically gave them the recipe to?
Right.
See, these are the questions that come up. That's why when people start with that person in the mirror, they don't want to deal with that, because that means you got to be honest about what you're allowing to do. You're buying into the bullshit. You know what I'm saying? And you're doing your part to make all of this shit possible. None of this could be possible without the lack of our action in our own communities and with each other. If we were our own entity, they'd have to deal with us that way. They don't. We're a bunch of individual assholes, basically, who think we got it all figured out. And then now they're showing us that we don't. While you people stuck home with their families, people they ain't used to being around these people all the time. It's their family. They're usually at work, or when they get out of work, they can go to the food hall or go to the bar or strip club. None of that shit now. You got to be there. Domestic violence shit is through the roof right now. Through the roof. And this is all because our people still will partying and bullshit.
Man, it really is telling when, you know, the village that we used to be has just become a bunch of individuals, like you just said. thinking that they have the answer. And the answer is, you know, basically right in front of them, but, you know, people don't want to listen, you know.
Right.
Basically based on trust, you know, the old slave mentality where, you know, no, I got to look good for massa so I can get some extra biscuits. That sort of thing. I see a lot of that going on.
Exactly.
And it can be disheartening at times, but then I'm like, you know, I go back to the whole Marcus Garvey thing, you know, can't save everybody. So, you know, I gotta leave you behind. You know, bro, if you feel like you want to be over there with them, go over there with them,
right.
But don't come back, because it's a permanent, you know, once I let you go, it's permanent. So,
like
you
said, we'll leave the light on for you, but that don't mean the door's open.
Yeah, because if it's one thing I learned from, you know, reading my Panther history, is that, you know, some people you just can't trust, and some people you have to vet to the thoroughness, you know, and people never want to speak about. See, I brought up Aoki a couple of weeks ago, and people got mad. You know, oh, you're just being racist. I said, no, that's fact. I said, Aoki was an agent. He was the one that supplied the Panthers with the guns. But come to find out.
Yeah, and I just got into it with somebody about that, too. Yeah.
I was like, so, you know, why should I trust you again? I said, no. I'm black first before I go anywhere else. And that's not to hate on nobody's culture or nobody's race. But until you're thoroughly vetted, no. I'm going to ask you always, who sent you? I'm going to always ask you.
That's right.
So I was like, don't get offended. It's, you know, it is what it is. You know?
Yeah.
So, you know, these days, if you create these groups, if you're getting ready to create a resistance, my thing is the best thing to do is, you know, everybody leads in their own way. You know, don't pinpoint one person as being a leader, because that's how they get to us. That's how they get to us. Because they go after who they think, well, this is the leader over here. This is the leader over here. We need to go after them. Nah.
And it works
every
time.
It does. You know, and we've seen it in person, brother. we've seen it in person. So, you know, it's crazy how things usually end up working out, and how, you know, now I've gotten kind of good at seeing, well, who's the person that's doing all the disruption. Even if I'm not in that group, I can see the disruptions that are going on, and I can be like, okay, they've been paid off.
Right.
They've been paid off.
Going on there. You're right, you know.
Yeah,
well,
all the time
is
just ego, you know.
Yeah. Well, I think that when people, you know, want to form an organization, usually the passion of trying to get that organization going, it kind of does leave some holes. You know, it's not always as solid as you want. It's going to be porous in the beginning, you know. It may be porous later due to whatever's going on, you know. But, you know, the thing is that the last thing that you really want to think about, even though you have to, is that somebody that looks like you is going to come to tear up what you're trying to do. You know, you would think that they'd have to send somebody else, but no. They're able to find those who look like you, they'll talk like you, and they'll send them right in there, and they'll tear your shit apart. And they won't think twice about it. You know, they'll do it for their own agenda, which promotes the other agenda, and totally craps on your agenda.
Right.
And they do it knowingly. They do it knowingly, knowing the damage, forgetting they have black relatives and all of this other stuff, but they don't care about none of that. They don't care about their situation. They don't care that there's somebody out there trying to do something to make it better for them and you. But instead, you come because you get sent to tear it up and to dismantle it and to discredit it and do all of these crazy things that, you know, aren't beneficial to us, stunts our growth even more. You know what I mean?
it pushes the only agenda it promotes is the distrust. It keeps that
there
one going.
Go. There you go. And I, you know, every time I look at the, you know, the Fred Hampton story, man, it breaks my heart, man. I'm like, wow. I'm like, you know, if I could go back in time, man, I wish I could warn that brother.
I went and killed William O'Neill and been ahead of it, especially knowing he was going to do that shit. Oh, as soon as I got back in time, he done. Okay.
Even speaking with the when I watched that, I don't know if you watched the whole Malcolm X documentary.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Goodness, man. I'm like, you know, I'm like, wow, y'all really let this dude live after all that? After everybody knew what he did? You know, that's why
I want more than just him
about that whole situation, man. Something was.
I wanted more than just him. There's powers that be that allowed this. They promoted to happen, and our people got used to do it. And you know, and that made it even worse, in my opinion. But to me, there's always a scapegoat. That ain't the one I want. I want whoever set it up, because whoever set it up was the mastermind. These are just like with the Chinese in Africa that's doing that bullshit, and the ones over there in China just messing with the Africans. China's a very repressive regime. So if anything's happening, it's because they're allowing it to happen. You don't do nothing there that they don't allow to happen. So if they're fucking with the Africans, it's because the Chinese government is allowing it.
Right.
So, you know, I look at it more from the power structure behind whatever's happening. This isn't one of the random act. It wasn't like some niggas just ran in and shot Malcolm. No. They got in with guns. Okay. Shotgun. A shotgun. Why would you have a shotgun in? Who would let you in with this? Okay. So, you know, there's other things at play there. Just arresting the cat who pulled the trigger, you know, especially when they're saying, hey, it wasn't me, says a lot. Because I said there's way more to this story that they can't show, that even he won't be allowed to show. You know? That wormhole goes a lot deeper than anybody wants it to go, but that just proves, you know, once they did that, how far did that set us back? And then they did King and the rest of them that way, you know, and others. And each time it just put another dagger in the movement till where the tire wasn't going nowhere no more, and the movement wasn't going nowhere, and people got content and started wanting to integrate more and thought that that was the road. And all that has done is exploded the prison population to a ridiculous number, created the need for a hate crimes unit. They ain't think of having a hate crimes unit back in the day when hate crimes was in their heyday.
Right.
Now they want one, you know. And, you know, the police presence and the oppression that they pull in our neighborhoods, you know, I mean, all of this stuff, none of these things are random acts, you know what I mean? These are, they're designed. And we play our part. We play our part. All of this shit is very compliant.
You know,
and we need to be less compliant.
You know, I look at, you know, Messy, Jesse, and Al. You know, FBI, how I look at them and I'm like, how are people still following these dudes? How?
Because I mean, look, man, when you a pimp, you don't really care what color your hoes are. I ain't met no pimps that just only have, I only fucking black hoes. No. No.
That's
about money, you know. They don't care who comes to the church, put something in the pot.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, that's what it comes down to, the dollar, bro.
Well,
you think black people were supporting them monetarily? I always thought it was white folks that was giving them the bulk of their money. Same thing with the Panthers. It wasn't black people wasn't chipping a whole lot. They bought a paper and stuff, but, you know, it wasn't a ton of money going that way. White folks were the ones that was giving them the big money. You know, Jane Fonda and Marlon Brando and them, you know, throwing parties for them and shit, bring some other rich folks. It wasn't if they had relied on the black community for them school programs, them breakfast programs, them shits would have died 3 weeks in.
Yeah, sad but true. Sad but
black
true.
People are looking for a savior. They're not looking to save themselves. That's been the problem.
Well, this should be the wake up call for them. Because
it should be.
It should be, but if Katrina wasn't the wake up call, I don't know what to tell you. You know, that was
no. Once again, man, you got to take FEMA off the table. Checks, remember FEMA checks. All you got to do to kill any movement is throw some cash.
You said they was bought off, huh?
All of a sudden, there was a whole lot of brothers from Louisiana who was, you know, record labels, drug game, all of that shit. That money went quick. Right back into the economy. Yeah.
Well,
some nice
eyes.
When
it comes, that's always the case when it comes to drug money. And now, you know, they're making a $1 billion industry out of it.
Yeah, I wonder if they
get any
relief from this package.
Yeah, it's always been a $1 billion industry, but you know now they make it illegal so that the white boys don't go to jail for it. And then they would put $10 million up to buy into it. So.
Yeah, they make it to where it's very hard to do, and that's what you know. But there'll always be a black market. No pun intended.
Right, that's true. That's true. That's true.
So. Shoot, I just paid $7 for a can of Lysol at Lowe's, and I work for Lowe's. And they ordered some just so we could have the chance to buy it. I'm like, the fuck is this gouging us? I actually got mad. I said, can I see how much y'all paid per can? I just want to know what y'all making on it.
$7.
Yeah, I got pissed off. Checked off.
You want to
use your Lowe's discount?
The Lysol
without the discount.
Ain't going to
take but 60 cents off. Huh? I'm sorry, what, brother?
I said, how much does the Lysol cost without the discount?
It was $6.98 for a can. I couldn't believe it. I had a 12-pack of triple roll toilet paper. And that, and when she totaled it up, it came to $25. There was nothing else. I had no other items. I had a 12-pack of triple roll toilet paper and a can of Lysol. So I told her, you can take the toilet paper off because I'm going to just have to go rob one of these dummies who went and bought too much. And, you know. Come on, there's a bunch of fools with a bunch of it in the garage now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the dude down in, where's he at, in Australia, he bought like $10,000 worth of toilet paper, and now the store owner won't let him return it.
Yeah, they did that out here too. These fools went back, they had a line for the return all the way down there back to Derry. So they just put up a sign saying they were no longer taking returns from the coronavirus purchases. So you know, they couldn't take it back, and eBay banned them from selling it on eBay. So they got stuck with it, basically.
So just give it away.
I'm not tell these folks, man. I'm not worried about buying shit.
You remember how they used to sell the cigarettes for a quarter? That's what I was doing with the toilet paper. I would make some of my money back.
The funny thing is, if the stock market crashed, then that shit going
to
be worth something.
Yeah, I would
if
just
the
hold
stock
on
market
to it.
Crashes,
yeah,
everything, because right now, all the prices are going up everywhere. And the funny shit is, they're giving people money based on minimum wage thing. That's what all of this is being based off of, the minimum wage amount. So that's why the amounts are what they are, but they're not looking at the fact that with the inflation that just happened, the recession that we're in, and the depression that we're headed into if this continues, that $1,200 won't be shit. And then I'm looking at how many people are out of work. So you have less people buying shit, which means the prices are going to be even higher because now there's going to be a higher demand because some of this stuff is essential shit. You need it. So they're going to be charging us more for the stuff we need. and it's going to be less accessible. You know what I'm saying? So I see it getting worse out here before it gets better, but, you know, I mean, most of the people want to believe that the same government that got them into this shit will get them out of it. Okay, these are the same people that's looking for the NWO. You don't have to look for it. If you look in your house, you're in it. You know,
right.
You're in it already, but most don't realize that. And the more you try to tell them, the crazier you sound until they realize they are out past their curfew and they need to get their ass back inside.
Right.
So until they actually realize they got to shatter their own illusions now, brother, we can't shatter them anymore. All we can do is do what we've been doing, put the food on the table and hope that they make it there and they eat. And if they don't eat, it ain't on us. We really, that's not our call. That's their call.
Right.
You know, this is why I said you can't be waiting around for saviors. No, 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 no. There is no such thing. Every time that it is tried, yeah, it's good and inspiring, but that's all it's really good for. If the masses aren't willing to take a hand in their own determination, you know, and the fact that they have never felt self-determination, the illusion is they've been living now, that's not self-determining. You're a slave. You get your ass up, you go to a job you hate, you know, you're paying for a car that used to be new, now it's old, it got a bunch of damn problems, you know. House, oh, it was a nice house at one point. Now the roof's bleeding, the pipe. I mean, it's shit, life shit. You know what I'm saying? There's no freedom in this, because freedom means that you could have went out, picked you a nice plot of land, built you a nice house the way you wanted it, all of that. No, it costs a lot to do that, and most people can't afford to do it on a land that people took for free.
Yeah, that part.
That part. Okay, that part. That part.
But the one good thing about a lot of this going on is that, you know, the air is a lot cleaner right now. I don't know. Are they making y'all wear masks down there?
Oh, they've left it to be voluntary.
Individual
choice. I'm not wearing no damn mask. I'm like, yeah, you spray chemtrails on me every damn day. I don't want to wear. You don't ask me to wear a mask then. So I'm good. I'm good. I don't need a mask. I actually make it my business to cough in public. I'm in America. All the shit you can gave me to make me cough, you expect me to withhold my cough just so I don't scare the people around me? Wrong. If the virus wasn't released, then none of this would be happening. So,
yeah.
As far as I'm concerned, now that I know I can literally rob a bank with some sneezes and a cough or two, clear it out. Eric, you should see the way people react. And I'm like, okay, this is where it's going to get weird. It's what I'm telling people. The virus isn't the problem. People's panicky reactions to the shit that they think they know is way more dangerous. That's where people are going to get shot up at. It ain't going to be because of the damn virus. The virus has a 99% pretty much recovery rate, so all the stuff we're going through means nothing. More people died from abortions than have died from the coronavirus, and they didn't shut the country down over that. So.
Yeah, what about police violence?
Ta-da. Tell him what he's won, okay?
Yeah.
You got a lot of shit that kills people that nobody tripped on before. They worried about this one, and now they worried, you know. Trump sounded jealous. He wanted to know, well, why is he killing black people more than us? We're going to find out. We're getting to the bottom of this. Now, this should be killing us, you know. Stupid motherfucker. And people want to be mad at Trump. Like, Trump is actually right now our best friend, whether you know it or not. He's too stupid to call national quarantine, because that's what Fauci and Gates want him to do. And he won't do it. And I'm glad he ain't doing it, because people can't deal with this. I can imagine if they had to deal under true martial law, staying in place, don't get caught outside, waiting on people to bring stuff to you. Yeah. I imagine Americans like that now, today. I don't think so. They barely dealing with this. They people are forgetting this shit just started 30 days ago. 30 days ago was when all of this talk of lockdowns and all that. Some people ain't even been on lockdown 2 weeks yet, and they tripped.
Right. Right.
So imagine martial law, where the government, the military is all over the streets and the police and everything else, and when they catch your ass outside, it's a problem, a real problem.
Well, I know the I went out, where was it? It must have been, was it last week? Was it last week, too? I went out, we went out, and all of a sudden, I had a cop in front of me and a cop behind me. And they followed me for about 2 miles, the one that was behind me, before he made a U-turn and turned around. I know he was reading my tag or whatever.
Right.
But, you know, I was following the other cop, and the other cop, he jumped behind me. He came just came out of nowhere. I'm like, what the hell? I'm like, I just turned on my street. And I was like, I said,
can't outrun the radio, brother.
Yeah, I'm like, man. I was like, you know, it was like afternoon time. So I said, had it been nighttime, they probably would have pulled me over. But I'm just, you know, I'm telling people, you know, if you got to do stuff, man, do it during the day because people are, you know,
right.
I've only heard of
being
robbed around here. But, you know, as long as, you know, dumb Negroes are still out here shooting each other and killing each other, you know, it's just not making the front page news now. You know, it's like the Wild Wild West. So
I'm in the West, and the cops out here asked the criminals to chill out while the virus was happening.
They asked the criminals.
I was like, now that
chill
was some gangster ass shit right there, because I'm like, you know, most of them don't listen to the police anyway. So why would they listen to that? Now, what it is just like Subway and the rest of them, you know, they have to do delivery if they want to make any money.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
that's crazy, man. That's crazy. I mean, some crazy times we're living in.
I live to see it because I never thought I'd see it.
Yeah,
I knew it was coming, but I didn't think I'd see it under Donald Trump. That's the most terrifying part of all of this is that he is part of the leadership structure during this type of shit. And this is really crazy because the things I hate about him are the only things right now that are saving us from being under a full martial law. If he knew how much power it really would give him, he'd have did it 3 weeks ago. He's the leader of the military, and under that, the military would take over.
Right.
And he would have the power to suspend elections, all of that shit, if he chose to. And the fact that he won't do it, I like it. I can't say I'm not. I'm. It's in a weird way. It's almost like, you know, the handicapped guy on the plane is the one person who can fly the plane. So whether or not you can physically look at him and trust him to do it, he's the only one qualified to do it. We kind of have to just sit and watch and hope he don't crash us into some shit.
Right.
Scary, ain't it?
It's a scary thought. I don't believe, you know, I think he believes that he's a dictator, and I don't think that even if, you know, I think he's going to call the election so he can stay a little bit longer. I think he's going to call it.
He might try, but he can't do it under these conditions because right now the governors have more power in their states than he do. He can talk that crazy shit, but no. They already kind of checked him on it, so he tried to come up with a statement to kind of back out. But no, if basic civics says a governor can impose a shutdown of a state, and the only one who can lift that order is that governor, no one else. a city council has more power than the president. If they chose to lock down your city in a state where everything else is thriving and running, you'd have to wait till they voted to open it back up. President can't come in and do a goddamn thing. Now, if he calls that quarantine, that changes it. Then he can do that. But then the federal government is taking over the lands and resources. This is the shit Obama signed into law.
Mm-hmm.
When they want to talk about how much of a friend he is.
I remember that law.
Yeah, he signed that one into law. So, you know, it'd be weird that Trump would be the first president to actually use it.
Yeah,
that's the one thing he ain't trying to reverse. Notice he ain't trying to reverse that shit. He reversed everything else Obama touched. Why ain't he trying to reverse that?
Because it was to his benefit. Anything that was to his benefit.
He's a businessman, and right now he needs his businesses back up and running just like everybody else is a business person. He ain't making no money right now. He wasn't really making much then anyway, but he ain't making none now. None.
Right.
Not
right.
Good. No, he like the marina owners where ain't no monster truck jam and none of that shit tonight. No.
Yeah, that's right. Because he did say that he would have this job. He'll just only make his salary $1, right?
He took no salary. He donates his salary to charity.
Okay. So he's really not making nothing being up there.
Not a damn thing. That's why some days he hear all the shit he got to take and he gets pissed. Imagine if you was at work and you ain't getting paid.
Well, he feel like a black man now, don't he?
The whole country feel black as fuck right now. Okay?
Right.
The whole country.
Right. Oh, man.
Now, you want to know how I feel to be black in America?
Right.
Here it is. Here it is.
Fear of a black planet.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Okay? Because they all get to feel it now. You can't go do shit. Ain't nothing, you know, you have times that you can be out and about. Everybody's skeptical of everybody. No matter what color you are, if you have tuberculosis and you cough, everybody all over you right now over that. You know, I had some white guys yelling, wash your hands, because they had bought pizza for everybody or something. I was like, man, what are you talking to? Not your grandson. Get your ass out of here. I ain't see you wash your damn hands. Okay? Shit.
I know what
the CDC got to tell you to wash your hands.
Yeah, it is. I had to cuss a white man out. He was coughing inside his car, but he waited until I was walking past his car to start coughing. I had to cuss his ass out. Well, cover your mouth.
See, and that's the thing, man. You know what, Ozzy? I was thinking there's a lot of people that just never got their ass whooped for bad manners. Because this is shit,
right.
I didn't think you had to actually have like a World Health Organization, you know, edict to tell people they shouldn't be like all up in your face and all other shit in goddamn way.
Right.
And wash your hands. I mean, everybody should wash their hands, man. You go outside, you touch a million things. You don't know how many other people have touched them or what they had. Yeah, you might want to wash your hands. I do. I don't know. I thought everybody did. I never really questioned it before. Now it makes me terrified at all them potlucks I ate, you know?
Yeah. My mother, she instilled that in us growing up, you know? So I didn't have, I mean, I've never even had a question about I need to wash my hands. Because
and people
little,
cook.
We came to the cook. Yeah, we came to the dinner table without washing my hands. That was an asshole. Way to have.
Right. I mean, shoot, man.
You had one chance to mess up. Well, if you came to the table and she had to ask the question, did you wash your hands? You better say yeah, and if you get caught in a lie, it's over with anyway. So.
Man, I was never that hungry. That I was knowing all the shit I had touched in a day. Yeah, I need to go wash my damn hands. Okay.
Right.
And
right.
I was like that as a kid, you know. So that was, it was nothing to me as an adult. It was like just natural, you know. And I mean, I was side-eye anybody I went. I'm in the, you know, bathroom, whatever, the public bathroom. And people come in and go pee and then just walk out. Yeah, I'm keeping an eye on you, especially at a restaurant. I have left places because I seen that shit. I'm like, I don't know what he touching. You know? Don't know what he touching. So, now, to me, if you're that nasty with yourself, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You judge just about it.
See how nasty folks could be if you walk into any public bathroom, you will see. You will see.
That's
so
real.
I was like, I don't put nothing past nobody.
Well, I've been in the club
and
too, working in the club. You know,
yeah.
Same thing. They don't wash their hands and they go out and they touching beers and drinks and shaking hands and touching chicks and everything else. And I'm like,
right.
Man. They looming all this place. It's going to light up like a crazy.
Yeah.
You know?
All I can say is the human body is an amazing, you know, machine with its immune system. And my thing is, you know, if you keep your immune system up, we come in contact with viruses every day that our body actually fights off. You know, it's something about this coronavirus that they haven't figured out yet. The real doctors haven't figured out yet, and what they have figured out is that ventilators aren't the answer because the ventilators are killing people. You know, so
well,
they have figured that part
most
out, but they
can
come
survive
out and say
it. Most
yeah.
people can survive this shit. This is no worse than any flu or anything else that hits every season, and we don't shut everything down. So, you know, a lot of people die every year from different strains of flu. Right now, there's about 100 million strains of flu influenza on the planet right now. There's a bunch that they haven't
right.
even come across yet. There's a bunch of other
right.
shit that's way worse than this virus out there. You know, the Spanish flu was nothing more than the swine flu. We had that again not that long ago. So, you know...
Right.
You know, one of the things that I think that the world overall needs to stop doing is stop trying to tear up the world to get more shit out of it. Because I feel like the more that they do this, the more things they expose us to, as well as themselves. But they're not worried about them. They have bunkers. We don't.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because when they shut down New York, I know Jay-Z and the rest of them got the hell out of there. Because they were rich. They
right.
could afford to leave. Whoever was stuck were those who could not afford to leave. You know?
Right.
Never in my life have the borders around of the states around New York shut. New York license plates couldn't come in. Shit like that. Never heard no shit like that in my life. You know? And my sons are there. They're telling me what they're seeing in the streets and what's happening there. You know, and I'm like, wow.
You got to be snake pills frisking these days.
Yeah.
You know, you got to escape. You got to escape New York. You're trying to get out.
Literally.
You got to escape.
Literally.
You know?
And ain't no way in, no way out. And I'm like, you know, well, you can't even reopen the country without reopening New York. I mean, the ports. Come on now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Cali, too. I'm like, so y'all have made sure that the distribution lines are fucked with now. And since we don't make nothing here no more, we got to import so much stuff, you know, that's another. I mean, everything, all the chickens have come home to roost at one time. America's weaknesses are on display for the world right now. Even the terrorists feel bad for us. They haven't bombed us or nothing. Everybody home, okay?
I mean, was they ever really there? That's the thing that I'm amazed at, because we haven't heard from ISIS in months. You know, the Taliban is non-existent now. You know, so
well, they already had
why,
masks on their face, so they was cool.
Yeah, why,
they were wearing
their
masks.
You know, still fighting to protect them poppy fields.
Look, there's a whole lot of stuff still going on. It's just that the world is too busy watching Fox, MSNBC, and CNN. That's their problem. Every 8 seconds. Breaking news. Everything we just told you a minute ago. Okay?
Right. That's why I haven't watched the news in, like, probably about 2 weeks, man, and I feel great.
Well, it's the only way to clear your head of the bullshit, you know. I mean, you can catch a lot of it by accident. It's not really hard to tell what's really – I mean, right now they keep extending the deadline, you know, and stuff like that. And it's not as bad in some places as it is in others. I mean, you know, a lot of places –
My job called me. Yeah, they didn't call me. They sent me an email talking about, we're just going to say indefinitely. I was like, oh, okay.
Wow.
So basically,
see?
I'm fired, right?
Oh, hell no. Well, right now, to tell you the truth, there's a hiring blitz going on with all the big box stores, Office Depot,
right.
Home Depot, Lowe's, all of them. They're hiring like crazy at my job right now. Because they, because a lot of people that are working there are already getting bothered about having to work in there during that. And I mean, you know, they're trying to chuck a couple extra bucks and shit like that. But that's not, you know, compared. I mean, hell, we got a $2 hazard pay. Circle K got $2.50. Something tells me I feel shitted on there a little bit. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Somebody
getting
out lottery tickets is
going to
be better than me right now.
Yeah, I heard that the Aldi's market, they gave their employees all a hazard pay raise across the board.
Right.
So, you know,
Home Depot did good by theirs, too. They did like $3 or $4 an hour and gave them 3 extra weeks of paid vacation, which they can cash out at the end of the year if they don't use it. Shit like that.
Right.
I'm like, you know what? Now, that lets me know that at least you're thinking down the line about me. You know what I'm saying? As an employee.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, it ain't the best because you rich motherfuckers are sitting home while we still out here risking ourselves. But, you know, the fact, I mean, I feel fortunate that I can still make a couple of bucks. But the mindset that I have is if they fired me, I was mad that they didn't go ahead and fire me or lay me off. I'm like, I can make 4 racks a month on the unemployment and not have to deal with none of y'all shit, you know? I can have 16 racks in 4 months, you know, and that's a nice chunk of change to not have to hear no bullshit, you know? So, you know, in a way, it's kind of like I feel that most of these companies right now are these big box stores. They make me wonder just how real all of this shit is because I know here in New Mexico, they can only run at 20% capacity, and that won't even cover your operating costs. But I do notice that my store, while they have someone out there looking like they're counting people, the parking lot's constantly full. And I'm like, and I know how many people work in there, so there's way more than because it's made to hold up to 3,000 people, football-sized store. So, you know, to have the 20%, you know, puts them at roughly around 300, 400 people tops. And I know they've been beating that shit out hourly since I've been. You know, so it's a lot of them that aren't even compliant. And I'm like, well, let me see if I can do the math on this. So you can only have 20% less people in the store, yet you're hiring more people.
Right.
Why does that sound like bullshit? Okay. But they are on a blitz right now. They are hiring like crazy.
Maybe they feel like they're going to lose some workers after a while, you know, or
they know.
Maybe just to give their current workers a break, you know.
And
y'all been out there, you know, working hard. And like I say to everybody, I said to you too, I appreciate you still going out there and doing your thing. I mean, to give people a little bit of, you know, sanity. even if they don't like you not letting them use a cart, you know, you're still out there doing your thing, man. You know, so I say I appreciate, you know, people that are still on the front line doing that, you know. Everybody, to me, should be considered essential. You know, to life, period. But this, I've noticed a way that they've, you know, creeped in to divide us even more by saying this one's essential and this one's not. You know, because you're not working right now, you're not essential. No, you are essential. You know, don't ever let nobody tell you that, you know, you're not important to the world, because
more essential, because you're actually directly affected by this shit now. You're out of work.
Yeah.
You're at home. They got all this crap in the way for you to be able to thrive. You know what I mean? And they've closed down a lot of places that would have hired you in a minute. So, yeah, they're forcing us. They're channeling us into a, it's almost like we're rats in a maze in a way. But we're being herded towards where they want us to go. We're not just randomly looking for the exit. We're being herded, and we just don't realize what we're being herded into yet. But the new world order that everybody's been looking for, you dummies, and I say that loosely, no disrespect to dummies, we've been living under it. And now that you know you're under it, what are you going to do? That's the question. Stop looking for the obvious. The devil's greatest trick, as the Christians say, was to convince the world he didn't exist. The NWO's greatest trick was to convince you that they were just conspiracy theorists, figment of imagination, but all the evidence is there that they're there. They've been there, and you're their dead slave. And they really need you to get your ass back to work. But right now, the exercise is control. And they are exhibiting it right now.
Well, do you think they've seen what they needed to see to move on to the next phase?
There's only two other things to see right now. The only other two things to see right now is if they can get people to take that vaccine by force under a medical quarantine type issue. And the other one is that this is actually going to purge a lot of people. You see, those programs that people count on to survive are not going to have any funding because the government is about to be completely fucking broke. I mean, you can't be as far in the debt as we are. We were $19 trillion in debt when this started, and all of this shit is even worse now. So, I don't see how we won't have a depression. I don't see how a lot of us are going to survive it because it's about to get real hard out here. And if you ain't, you know, if you ain't prepared somewhat to deal with it or ready to go to a whole dark side of your personality to provide it, you probably will die. Because that's the ultimate goal anyway, is to purge off a bunch of people. So them having them terms essential and non-essential, depending on the day, that can, here in New Mexico, the weed dispensaries are still going. They're considered essential. Why? Because of the amount of money they make. The fact that you know, they're going to make a lot of money. So I'm noticing that the essential title is being used to leave certain businesses up and to shut down a lot of other businesses. A lot of those small businesses won't be able to recover from this, even with the loans. They won't.
Right.
They won't. Those people are just going to be out of work. Those businesses won't be the same because those are businesses that rely on crowds. So if you can't have a crowd, then what good is a bar or a movie theater or an arena where you can, you know, have a concert or anything like that? Imagine a concert where everybody stood 6 feet apart.
Oh, man. It won't happen. It will look like the WWE with no crowd. Just the band out there performing.
So
y'all watching
wrong. Will not be going back to work, you know? So it's bad, and I just feel like we should not be taking this sitting down, but that's exactly what's going to happen.
Well, when they, you know, when and if they do the next phase of these stimulus checks, where they're supposed to be, you know, giving everybody $2,000 a month, when they do that phase, that's when they'll hit you with the vaccine thing, you know. They'll be like, okay, and the only way you can go back to work or go to school is if you get this vaccine. If not, then you're not an essential human being. We don't need you. Y'all will be over in this camp.
I guess that I just became a criminal.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's, you know, it's coming. you know.
And they've made my job easy by shutting down half of the fucking businesses. That just leaves the other half, which must be solvent. I can't go wrong. You just took out the chances that I could run into some shit and they ain't got nothing in there.
Right, right. You know, with them, you know, pushing the whole digital dollar thing, they don't want us shaking hands no more. So they definitely not going to want us passing money back and forth, you know.
This was
so
the perfect way to start and talk to get rid of paper money, man. This was perfect for that. Yeah.
Yes, and they're having that conversation right now. So how are you gonna get your goods unless they scan you and take the money directly out of your account with the chip? The same chip that's in that credit card, they're going to put inside you. And who knows, they might double it up and be like, okay, the vaccine has the chip in it. Once we shoot you up with this vaccine, then now you have the chip inside you. We can read you, we can follow you wherever you go. Which is not hard if you got a cell phone these days, but, you know, that's
making us pay to track. We pay to get tracked. Ain't that some shit?
Yeah. That's what part of the whole 5G thing is about. You know, everything will be connected. Everything will be connected. You know, so I'm just, you know, telling people get ready. Because we're at a paradigm shift in the social construct of this world right now. So 2020 is vision. We knew it was coming. You know, some of us did anyway. But it's here. It's here now, and nothing is ever going back to normal. And I unfortunately had to tell my daughter that. I said it's never going to be normal again. I was like, when they talk about the new normal, that's what they mean. Things are going to be different. After this. So, you know, I had to tell my daughter, you know, be prepared. Prepare yourself. Things are going to be different.
Yeah, so, it is. I was looking at my great nephew today, and he's 7. And I was thinking, I'm glad that he's having this. I'm glad he's at the age he is right now. I feel like if he was a little bit older, it would have him jaded, you know what I mean? And if he was a little bit younger, he'd have no knowledge of what was happening here, you know?
Right.
But this is something that they need to know because this is the planet they're going to inherit. And, you know, it's vital that the youth have some idea of why they ought to question everything because they don't question anything. And they need to question everything. Because right now, the future is going to wind up in their hands regardless. I mean, we all have an expiration date, but time favors some, and it don't favor everyone, but it favors some. Hopefully, they'll see what they need to see and figure out a way to do what they need to do, you know. But it's a different world. Just like it shifted for my generation and the one before me, the world has been continuously progressing. The problem is the people on it haven't progressed at all. And it's sad, but that's pretty much what it is. The hatred and everything else, the power, all those things are still corrupting everything that matters. And our people have bought into it via religion, media, entertainment, sports, all that shit. They have bought into a lot of it. You would have to literally pull a gun on them to get them to learn something about who they are and why this is happening like this. They don't care. They just want to benefit from it. That's it. And that's the problem with having, you know, looking for the savior, because then you're in it for the benefit. You don't want to do the work. You want them to do the work. You just want the benefit, you know. It's not how it works, you know. If they're willing to risk their lives, why aren't you willing to risk them? Because then you're following, but you're not really following. You're waiting. You're just waiting to see if they're successful, and you want to be there with the big win. If they're not, then, you know, you don't want to be standing too close to them when they start to get, you know, degraded. Sad world, though. It's a sad world, but My brother, you know, I always appreciate it, man, but I'm going to have to actually get ready to bounce. I got a couple of things I need to take care of. How often do you do the shows?
There I go. I'm sorry, brother. I try to be on every Thursday, if I can. Usually I just send you, what I do is I send you a link, and you know I'm definitely going to be on if you feel like you want to call in. If you get your peoples together, and like I said, if y'all feel like y'all want to do something, hey, this is the people's platform, so just hit me up, man. I'll set you up. It's cool, you know? So anytime, man, you know the door's always open for you, always.
All right, my brother, I appreciate that, but definitely,
now,
we will definitely be connected
on,
again.
I appreciate
that's
you
sure.
coming on tonight, man.
Oh, always, man. It's always love, man. Always.
You
I appreciate you, man. Keep the journal going, all right?
Oh, no doubt. You be safe, and you don't be a stranger. And you say you talk to Brother Corey?
Yeah, actually, I did. He hit me when he gave me a new number to reach him, but then he wasn't answering that one. So I don't know. I know he's been dealing with a few personal issues, so I figured.
Yeah, I know. That's why I don't press him, man. How about Brother Lee?
Brother Lee is still Brother Lee. Everybody's still. I mean, we're all. You know, everybody's still connected. It's not. You know. Right
that's
now,
cool,
Melvin,
man.
He's with me. He had to take care of something. He didn't want to disrupt the show, but he's even listening right now. So,
hey, that's cool, man. I'm gonna say what's up to Brother Melvin, and I need to holler at that brother anyway. I know he drives that truck, so I know he's been staying busy. So,
he's
no
essential.
Doubt,
you know, he's definitely essential. He was essential before they had a title for it.
Oh, yeah. And I know they're rolling right now, so I kind of wish I was doing that sort of thing right now. But
man, all that is
I know them brothers making probably like 10,
start, you know?
They probably making about 10 grand, you know, in 2 weeks.
It depends.
Know?
I mean, hey, it depends on how hard you're willing to hustle. The money's there, though. That's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, money is definitely there, but
We'll definitely get up, man. Hold you up, though, man.
Nah, you good, brother. But we'll definitely get up pretty soon, probably sometime this weekend, man. I'm off on the weekends right now, so sometime this weekend we'll catch up and put something together. I'll be glad to come back on again.
That's cool, brother. Just like I said, just hit me up, man. I'm available, so you know we can do this, man. Just to let people
that's
know this
sure.
is people's platform, call in and let's use it and abuse it till they kick us off.
I heard that, man. You know, right now, got a whole bunch of people sitting at home, ain't really got much else to do, so, you know, we'll see.
Right.
But
get something off your chest, you know, whatever it is.
Yeah, that's real.
Like I said, just hit me up, man, when you want to set it up, let me know. We'll do it.
Definitely. All right. Well, peace to you and yours. I will holler at you guys later. All power, always. All right.
All power to the people, brother. You be safe out there.
All right. That's right. Peace.
All right. Peace. All right, people. That was an interesting conversation that we were having. I hope that if you listen later, that you all get some of it. Don't be offended because we only talk real ish on this show. So, you know, don't be offended. You know, it is what it is. You know, truth will set you free. Come to the light. Open your eyes so you can see. So, this is Brother Ozzy. I'm going to sign off tonight. Today is my birthday, so I'm going to spend a little bit of time with the family and just enjoy a little bit. So, no fear. That's the main thing. Fear is not the way to go. So with that being said, I'm going to leave you all with a little something. Then we're going to sign off. We'll see you all at the next episode, the next chapter of the Revolutionary Journal.